Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Al Diaz, author of The Titus Concept, producer of the film Beyond Home, Transformational Guide. And I also have my amazing co-host, Michael Calejas, who's a self-made millionaire by the time of 29. Our topic today is dream job versus dream lifestyle. First, a couple of announcements. Continue to check back here on Blog Talk Radio on the Rewrite Your Story host page for our coming shows and co-hosts. Also, go to rewritestory.com for a very special gift that we're giving away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on my co-host, Michael. Michael, welcome.
Hey, Al, how's it going?
Doing very well. I was hearing some background noise there for a moment. Is everything cool?
I'm actually just walking here on a cliffside. Wow, but there are a few people in the back, so hopefully it doesn't interrupt the call too much. I'm going to walk over where there's less people here.
Right, Al. So why don't you tell the audience where you're at, what's going on?
Okay, I'm actually in Malta, if anybody knows where that is. It's in the Mediterranean, and it's a small island. They basically call it the soccer ball of Italy. And once you get over here to Malta, there's, I don't know, something like 20 islands out here. And one of them is called Gozo, which has the azure blue. And if you guys have ever seen that, it's actually a phenomenal place because the show Game of Thrones is filmed there. And if you guys see it, it's just breathtaking. I can't even describe it to you. I really think everybody should put it on their bucket list and come out here. It's beautiful.
Right on. So you're on your, your second week on your journey? Is it 3 weeks you're going to be gone?
Yeah. So I just started my second week. And it's been interesting, man. Like, I think the more I travel, you know, this is my 53rd country, Malta. And the more I travel, the more I realize that you need more than just money to travel. You know, like, I think it comes down to a lot of things. And I'm sure it's going to be a reoccurring theme, but I know we have different callers all the time. But I know that people think that you just need money to travel, and that's just one part of it, believe me. Like, you do need money. It's going to cost you a little, but you can get by. You know, like, if you have just a regular job, working 9 to 5, you know, maybe making $50,000, $60,000 a year after taxes, you can save up and still take some really sweet vacations, like, every single year. I think the hardest part, though, it's not just the money, it's the time. Like, you need time to be out here. Like, you don't want to rush yourself on vacation. Like, you want to just enjoy the moment. You don't want to be thinking about, you know, going back to work and you got to get it all done and, you know, stuff like that. You want to take your time and just enjoy every minute. And then the last thing is you need health. Okay, like, you're going to need health if you're going to travel and really see the world. Like, there's this one part here in Azure Blue where – you have to walk up, like, I don't know how many hundred steps. And then, like, I dove into this, it's kind of like it's part of the ocean, but it's like the water has poured over and it's created like this little, like, kind of lake right next to the ocean. But it's unbelievable. But, like, to get down there, like, you have to climb down some rocks and you have to be in pretty good shape. And I don't know, man, it takes a lot to do this. So I just encourage everybody, like, if you're in your early 30s or if you're really young right now, take care of your health so that you can live a long, long life. And well into your 80s, you're still going to be, like, physically fit and up for doing these types of things. I see people out here who are for sure in their 60s and 70s, and these are strong, healthy people that are, you know, still enjoying their life. You know, like, you don't want to tap out at a young age. So anyways, Al, sorry for rambling on, but, like, it's really, like, a big deal, and it's been a big perspective for me.
Awesome, and thank you for sharing that. And I remember, you know, when I used to work for corporate America, and I would go on vacation, and two things that popped in my head as I was listening to you is, number one is I would rush through my vacation because I only had a week, and I would try to fit everything in, you know, wherever I was at. And the second thing is that 1 week would end really quickly, and then I would need a vacation from the vacation because I was exhausted when I got home. So I totally get where you're coming from in regards to time. It sometimes a week is not good, long enough, and, like, you're taking 3 weeks. You know, that's phenomenal.
Right. No, I hear you. Like, so we've been kind of doing a lot of activities and just kind of really seeing stuff, but then you take a day just to recover. You know what I mean? Get some sleep, you know, relax, and then go to the next country and hit up the next spot. So, yeah, I hear you. You want to take your time. Like, that's a big thing with traveling. Like, I see people here on vacation, and they look like they're in a big rush. You know, and I'm just like, hey, calm down, you know? Like, take in the moment. Like, you're going to miss it, you know?
Totally agree. Okay, so let's get on to our topic, dream job versus dream lifestyle. From your perspective, what does that mean?
So I always hear people that have, like, this whole thing where they think, like, I love what I do, and that's why I don't want to do anything else, because I already found what I love to do. Okay, and that's what they basically say, like, I found my dream job. Like, I'll give you an example. I've met a lot of nurses who love taking care of people. They love looking after people. Like, they just like making people feel good and comfortable, and if they can help, you know, kind of nurture them back to health, like, it's a big thing for them. So those types of jobs are very rewarding, right? Also teachers. You know, I've met a lot of teachers who say, like, yeah, I love my job. Like, I don't care about the money. Like, I love my job. Like, this is what I want to do. I want to teach kids. Or I've also met other people that just, you know, whatever job they have, like, they just love their job. So I'll give you an example. One of my friends, her name is Michelle, and she loves her job. She's a strength and conditioning coach for a school. So she basically takes, like, the student athletes and just makes sure that they're in their best shape, in the best shape possible, and they're taking their nutrients and dieting and all that kind of stuff. But she loves her job. I mean, it's her dream. So she's actually out here with me. She's a good friend, and she's out here with me in Malta. And she says, I love my job, like, I really do. She said, but I don't love my lifestyle. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, well, I mean, I don't mind going to work. She goes, I love going to work. Like, it's awesome. You know, I get to hang out with the kids and teach them and all that. She goes, but when I want to go on vacation, it's kind of like what you mentioned earlier, Al. Like, I only get 2 weeks. And she wanted to go to, like, Costa Rica, because I'm going to be going to Costa Rica in November. And then I'm going to be doing Honduras and Panama and some other countries. So she only has those 2 weeks a year where she can really take the time off and enjoy herself. So she has to be selective of where she goes and when she goes, right? So I'll be here still and she'll go home. But the point is that she has that dream job, but she doesn't have that dream lifestyle. Like, she's still limited to her time. So she has to put in, what is it, 50 weeks a year to do her job and only 2 weeks a year to fulfill her. So I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't sound like a good ratio to me. Like, what if she can only do, what if she only did her job 20 weeks a year, right? Let's say what she did contractual work where she was on a contract and she would do strength and conditioning for 20 weeks a year. And then she got 32 weeks a year to do whatever she wanted. See, it's like, and I'm just throwing like a crazy number out, right? And some people say, well, no job's going to hire you like that, right? Well, I don't know. Why would you close out that idea right away? Like, there's definitely consultation work. Maybe you could teach it another way. Maybe it doesn't have to be a job where you get paid she gets like $80,000 to $100,000 a year at her job. Well, what if she was getting paid $200,000 a year with a residual-based business? Let's say that was the case. Would she still work 50 hours a week? I mean, I'm sorry, 50 weeks a year. Maybe she would only do that work that was very rewarding, maybe for like a week or two a month, and then go out and do whatever she wants, and then come back and do it, and then go out and do whatever she wants. Like, I think that's the thing, is that sometimes we commit too much work to our job, even though it's what we love to do. But it's just like for me, Al, like, I love playing hockey. I love watching movies. But if I had to do that 50 weeks a year and get paid to do that, like, even as much as I love movies and I love hockey, like, I don't know if I can do it. Does that make sense? Like, there has to be a balance where you can kind of do as you wish and do it when you feel like doing it, not when you have to do it. So I think that's important to me. You know, like, I know people personally who do so well financially to the point, and they have the time, that they literally just volunteer at hospitals. Whenever they're feeling like, okay, I want to go work at the hospital, that's my passion, that's what I love to do, so I'm going to dedicate time to doing that. But people think like, no, I've heard the story, right? I've heard the saying that when you find something that you love, you're not going to work a day in your life. That's true. Like, that's kind of like a justification in a way. But at the same time, though, the question is, would you do your job for free? Like, if you would do it for free, then you know you really, really love it, right? Like, if they didn't pay you the next week, would you continuously show up? And some people say, well, yeah, I would, but, like, how am I going to pay my bills? Like, how am I going to – do you see what I'm saying? So, like, I just want people to kind of think about that for a second and think of a way to break that barrier. Break a barrier in a way where you don't need to go collect a check to do what you really love to do. Like, that's an amazing thing. Like, how much am I going to get paid to go out there and you know, and teach. I was a teacher before USANA, right? So I was a school teacher for a while. I was an accountant, and then I worked for a plumbing electrical company. But when I was a school teacher, like, I still spend time with children. I still teach them. I still spend time with adults, and I teach them, you know, business concepts and economics and things like that. But I'm not getting paid to do that on some of these cases, right? Doing it because I love to do that. I love teaching. So I know other people who love helping other people. They love looking after people. But they look after them in different ways. It's not like they have to go to the hospital to look after someone. Like, they can look after someone on their own. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be to collect a check. So I just want to make sure that people understand that it's, there's a job, and I understand we all have to pay our mortgage. We all have to put food on the table. But at the same time, even though it's your dream job, are you living that dream lifestyle? Like, are you living life on your own terms, or are you still limited to somebody telling you when you can do stuff? Because at that point,
Michael,
like, I don't think we're going to get your best.
Michael, this is a hot topic. I got people in the chat room want to talk to you. Hold on for a second. I'll take some callers here for a second. Hold on.
Yeah, for sure.
337 area code 415 prefix. Do you have any questions, thoughts, or comments for Michael or myself?
Yes. Hello. How are you today?
Phenomenal. How are you
doing? I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. It's interesting what you were saying about teaching. My name is Professor Harmeyer. I teach a class at Full Sail University on radio broadcasting. And I don't want to get you guys nervous right now, but we're actually all listening to the show right now as a class. Isn't that right, class?
That's freaking crazy. That's awesome. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
Isn't that? We're learning about how a proper professional broadcast works, and you guys really are living up to that. We wanted to ask you a few questions. Is that all right?
Go sure. For it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you have any tips on microphone technique?
I'm going to let Al handle
it. Oh, so you're asking me that question.
Yeah, any tips when you're using the microphone during your radio show?
I use a regular headset for my iPhone. That's all I use.
Well, you see, that was kind of a trick question. I guess we can all tell you're using your iPhone microphone. yeah. All right, guys. Oh, man. So who is your radio hero?
Michael, you want to take that?
That question as well. No,
Either one of you. We were loving both of you guys so much.
Go ahead, Michael. Who's your favorite radio host?
Man, that's a tough question. I would have to say on the radio, well, I'm from Southern California. So kind of growing up, like listening to people like Steve Harvey and things like that, I would say Steve Harvey probably ranks up there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's very fascinating. Can you describe your call screening process?
I got a bunch of callers, and just like I chose this one, I go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and whoever pops up is there.
As we can see here, class, the amateur broadcaster has no respect for their audience or themselves. So what's your radio philosophy?
Supporting and helping humanity to move forward is who I'm attracted to.
You see, of course, class, you're not going to really get a good answer to that question. I have a student here who would like to ask you a question. Go ahead, take it away, student.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name's Emily. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Emily?
I'm good. What advice do you have for young broadcasters?
Al, do you want to have that?
Sure, I'll take it. It depends. You know what? This is what I would say. Whatever your heart indicates or says, whatever your inner spirit feels it brings to the world, that's who you want to attract into your radio show.
Let me
take a stab at it.
Not nice. They're trying their best. They're trying their best, class. I'm sorry about that.
What's your actual, like, what's your real non-joking answer?
Let me take a stab at it. So I think a lot of times we kind of want to be professional and really get things, like, sounding perfect, right? But I think it, sometimes you kind of have to play with it. So, like, for me, like, I've never done a radio show. I'm just a guest on Al's show. But at the same time, like, I'm just on here kind of spreading information and putting information out there. So I don't know if it's going to be great or professional at the standards of, like, what you guys are learning in your class, but we're still doing it, right? Where I think some people will think about it, try to make it perfect, and never do anything. So I would say, hey, just go with it. Like, try it out. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to sound good sometimes. You're going to sound bad. But still, do it anyways.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be mistakes, all right. So tell me, does it ever get frustrating that nobody's listening?
Actually, I got to move on to the next caller, but I greatly appreciate all the questions.
Oh, okay. Guys, they want to move on. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
Come on.
All right, 310 area code 251 prefix. Do you have any questions, thoughts, or comments for either Michael or myself? 310 area code 251 prefix. Well, thank you for listening. Well, that was an interesting call, Michael.
Definitely. I think that just it's one of those types of calls where, you know, when we think about, like, the educational system, right? And I have nothing against it. Like I said, I used to be a school teacher myself. But it's just kind of like we're teaching people to be really, really, really good at stuff. But when you look at people who are great in this world, you know, like if you look back at, like, Howard Hughes, or if you look back at, like, Steve Jobs, or just, like, some of the great minds of this world, they didn't start off, like, great. You know what I mean? Like, they just kind of learned. They played with it. They didn't even know what they were doing. But they put their heads into it, and they kind of just learned as they went along. And I think that's why I have a lot of respect for you all, because you're putting information out there, whether someone's listening or not. It doesn't mean that you don't have to put your heart into it, or put, like, your knowledge or what you want, your message out there. So I think sometimes people get fixated, like, well, what if nobody listens? You know, and that just goes back to, are you doing it because you want to collect a check? Are you doing it just because you love to do it? Like, whether people are going to listen or people are going to pay you or not. That goes back to that dream job, right? Like, people say, well, I'm going to do this because I want to get a good job in radio, or I want to get a high-paying job. I want to be professional, or I want to be, like, this great recording artist. So I'm going to wait until I have the perfect voice, and then I'm going to record a great hit. Or you could say, you know what, screw it. Let me just record a song now, even if I sound awful. Who cares? Make sense? Like, I think people just need to put it out there and then just kind of go with it and keep getting better as you go along. So I know you've been doing the show for a bit, but the show will get better. The technology will get better, and you'll figure out. You'll see if you even want to do it or not. Like, what if you study something for 4 to 5 years, and then you realize you don't even like doing radio? Then what do? Then you wasted 4 to 5 years versus just kind of doing it right now. Like, just start. Start doing a radio show. Start doing whatever you want. And then if you don't like it, you'll know soon versus putting yourself and making that full-on commitment. So anyways, I think that was an interesting call, definitely. And it definitely brings a perspective, you know, to people who are listening.
You know, I've got a bunch of people in the chat room right now, and they all want to talk to you, but and I got a bunch of other callers, but I can't decipher which one's which, but I'll try to figure that out right now. But I want to go back to what you were just indicating before that call. So we're all raised to put in our time, and if we love our job and we have passion for our job and we enjoy our job, but we don't have time for other things. And I know you said, well, you got to bring into harmony or balance. How do you shift that paradigm and start bringing your life into balance instead of continuously working and living your passion?
Well, I think there's definitely a sacrifice early on that has to be made. At some point, you have to make a sacrifice. Right. But the thing is, how much time will you really sacrifice on earning that check? And I think that that's what a lot of people will end up doing. Right. They'll dedicate 40 to 50 years of themselves to earning a check. Like, I think that you have to figure out a way, whether it's through radio, whether it's through writing books, or whether it's through, I don't know, whatever, food or restaurants, like, find a way to solve that problem so that you can just be free from that. Like, I think it's kind of like, let's say, for example, Steve Jobs, right? Like, Steve Jobs, yes, there was a point where he had to work in order to pay the bills, and he had to work to make things happen in his life and put food on his table and all that sort of stuff, right? Like there was definitely a time when that happened, but there was a time when he broke free from that barrier. And then he was free just to act on pure love and passion. Like there wasn't because I have to get a paycheck and oh my God, like if I don't do this, you know, I'm not gonna be able to pay my bills. Like it wasn't about that anymore. I think that that's the whole point. That's what I'm trying to get across to people who are listening right now. Like, when will you be doing it just because you love it and it's not about a check anymore? And then you can really focus on that lifestyle, because at that point, it's really, you're going to do it just because you want to, and you'll dedicate as much time as you really want to, not as much time as you really have to dedicate to something, if that makes sense.
Right, right. And so for the audience, so give them a perspective in how they can start shifting that way of thinking and that way of doing. What can they start doing today?
Well, I think you should ask yourself some questions, you know, like the first one that I asked earlier. Would you do your job if you didn't get paid for it? Right? That's the first question. You know, is it really something that you love and something that you're passionate about? Because if the answer is no, then you're really just going to collect a check. And I don't think that's a good thing. Now, for the younger people, I know we were talking to a school earlier, right? A bunch of students. Like, what if I guaranteed everybody who was in that classroom, right, that you're not going to get a job when you graduate and you'll never be on the radio, ever? Would you still go to school? You'll never get a six-figure job on the radio, ever. Because you, like every other person who's majoring in radio and broadcast, wants a good job, right? Working for a nice radio station and all that sort of good stuff, right? So what if we told you you're just not going to get a job when you graduate? Would you still go? Do you see what I mean? Like, those are some important questions. I think those are the types of questions that people need to ask themselves early on to see if you're really doing it for the right reasons. And then once you say yes, like let's say it is, let's say, okay, cool. Then you know you're in it. You know your heart's in it for the right reasons. The next thing is how soon can I free myself from having to do this to collect a check in order to put food on the table? Like, let me work and figure a way to add so much value to people so that I don't have to do this as like a habit where you're clocking in and clocking out every single day, kind of just like going through the motions and the routine in order to put food on the table and turn on the lights and all that kind of stuff. Because there's got to be ways, whether it's through radio, whether it's through making movies or writing books. Or like I said, there's always a way to get leverage in this world. We've talked about it in the previous calls, right? If you have a niche, right, something unique, if you understand trends and if you can gain leverage somehow, right, then you can definitely be free. So how can you do that? So that way you can honestly say, like, I'm just going to put all my mind and my heart into doing it when I want to do it, and it's not to collect the check. It's just because I genuinely want to do this.
A key word you just said, Michael, is leverage. And that word is not used very often, not even speaking it, but also not used in daily life. It's leverage. And we are put in situations where we can leverage whatever our experiences are, include our emotions and our thoughts. So that was a good key word that you brought up, Michael.
Right.
What?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, and it just goes back to the point where if you're not going to have leverage, then you're always tied down based on time, right? It's like if you're working, you're earning, and if you're not working, you're not earning. And I'm sure everybody who's on the call or people that are listening, you have that time where you're like, you know what, I don't feel like doing this right now. So if you don't feel like doing it at that moment, but you have to. See, that's when we're kind of not doing a service to others, because you're just doing it because you have to. You don't really want to, but now it becomes an obligation. I want it to be a passion always and never just an obligation. And like I said, I understand in the beginning it might be. In the beginning it might be an obligation. You have to, but that's why you ask yourself those questions. Would I do it for free? Is it something that I really want to do, right? If there was no guarantee, would I do it? Like that. So those sort of questions, make sure that you're doing something that you really want to do, because there's so many pressures out there. I mean, come on. You know, we've all gone to school and we've heard the pressures of like, you need to get a good job, you need to get a good career, you need to do this and that. And once people start falling into that, you feel the pressure of like, okay, I need to do something respectable versus doing what you just love to do. Right? It's back to that dream lifestyle. It's back to doing what you really want on your own terms. And maybe that life is not for everybody. Maybe some people just need to follow, right? I know there's people who say, you know what, I just want somebody to tell me what to do. Like, I can't think for myself. Like, if that's the case, then cool. But see, that's not the person that I'm talking to. That's not the audience that we're reaching out to. We're reaching out to those people that are saying, you know what, no, I don't want to just be like everybody else. I don't want to just follow and do as I'm told. Like, I'm looking just to pursue my passions. And people like that are the ones that impact the world. You know, and it was very interesting to hear people call in today. Like, it was awesome. It was awesome to hear, like, those students call in, because even in that class, like, I know there's kids there that are there because they want to get a job. Like, that's why they're there, you know, or they're working hard because they're like, oh, I need to get these good grades because I need to get this internship and I need to, it's like, yeah, no, but is that what you really want to do? Or it's like, do you understand? Like, you have to kind of go back to those questions, and maybe the answer is yes. And if it is, awesome. But then ask yourself the question, right? If you had no job guaranteed afterwards, would you still do it? And then if the answer is yes to that, if you can be honest with yourself at that point, then pursue it. Go all the way with it.
Awesome, Michael. Any final thoughts or comments for our audience?
I would say definitely ending on this note, when somebody shares a passion, be encouraging. And I think if there's something we can learn, even from the caller that called in, is always be encouraging. You know, and I'm not, once again, I'm not offended or anything like that. I'm just saying, be encouraging to other people, because the world is already filled with enough discouragement, right? You're always going to have self-doubt. Come on, tell me that you've never doubted yourself if you're listening to this. You have to, right? Self-doubt is just part of life. Like, you're going to have doubt. So no need to put more doubt into people than they already have. Like, be encouraging. Try to be a rock for other people. And if somebody has an idea, I always say, hey, do it. Do it and see how it goes and come back and tell me about it. And then we can definitely learn from something like that versus saying like, oh, no, that sounds stupid. Don't do that. Or, oh, you know what? You're not good, so don't do it. Like, I'm telling you, the world is already filled with enough discouragement. So if there's anything that people want to do out there, I would suggest be encouraging to other people. That's what I would suggest. I've never met a person who did better than me that hated on me. That's one thing for sure. Like, I've never met a person who does better than me that hated on me for something. It's usually people who don't do too well that hate, right? Because, you know, haters are going to hate. So anyways, that's my final thought.
That's awesome. And it's funny you talk about hating. There was a meme that I saw just the other day, and it went something like, I don't know exactly how it went, but it went something like, if somebody sees you walk on water, they'll tell you it's because you can't swim. And, you know, they're just hating on you. But you know what? It's follow your spirit, but listen to your inner guidance and make it happen.
Right.
For the audience.
Yeah, here's actually one more. Let me say one more thing. Go ahead. One more thing on that. Like, there's this one liner that I heard that I thought was pretty good. It says, to be good to get started, but you have to get started to be good. So keep
Absolutely.
That in mind as well. For all those students that called in today, for everybody that's on the call that's looking for their dream lifestyle or their dream job, whatever it is, get started, man. You're going to learn as you go. As an entrepreneur, as an investor, as a million-dollar earner, I'm letting you know straight up, talk to successful people, and they will always tell you. Do it, say yes, and figure it out later, right? That's the philosophy. Just say yes, and then figure it out later.
Right on. For the audience, have you had enough of what you're going through? Contact me, and let's rewrite your story from inflicting pain to purpose. It allows you to have the life you truly desire. My email address is al.diazforlove@gmail.com. And remember, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, our show. You just heard some amazing wisdom. You had some great questions asked. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. And if you listen to the recording, please tell others. Thank you all for joining us. And remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day or wonderful evening. Michael, you rock. Have a wonderful trip.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Ciao.
Take care.